Perception. It's not unusual for people to confuse and abuse analysis. Sometimes we think we're taking a decision or a position having considered the appropriate information, and that our analysis is true. In fact, what we have considered is our own or someone else's perception based on the assessment of some chosen information. Making a decision based on this may be absolutely fine, as long as we know that we are deciding based on someone else's filtering of a set of assumptions, deletions, and distortions. To confuse this with decision-taking based purely on analysis is plain wrong. Analysis is wider and involves consideration of things that are not present too. True analysis involves consideration of things which are not in the mix, but exist either as questions in our mind or as beliefs based on the information presented. I have a guilty pleasure. Around twice a year, I'll catch a programme on TV called Judge Judy. If you don't know it, she's a judge in the US, and the programme consists of several plaintiffs and defendants presenting their evidence. Judy asks questions and makes a determination. She will often listen to both sets of evidence and then say something like, "But we're not addressing the real issue here, Mr. Chase. We have heard how you are behind with your child support payments, how you've kept your ex-wife without money because she left you for another man, who has subsequently left her. We have heard that she thinks you can afford to pay because you've bought a new car, have been on holiday with your new girlfriend, and have bought new jewellery. You think this is none of her business. She is no longer with you. You are both missing the point. You have a child. You are responsible for the welfare of that child. Your argument with her and her argument with you are irrelevant. You were there when she conceived this child. You will be a father until the day you die. And it would be great if you had some interest and sense of responsibility for your child, for your own flesh and blood. Even if you have no interest in your child, you are responsible, at least until he's an adult, and can decide whether he wants to know you or not. You have both been addressing the wrong question and have presented evidence that is about the two of you. It's not about you. This is about the welfare of your child. Pay your back payments and set up a proper arrangement." And she'll often say, "I don't want to see you wasting my time again." What she's really saying is, "You might be giving me facts and information, but you're analysing the wrong thing. You're looking at a set of facts that are present, but they're the wrong set of facts. You're analysing the wrong thing." Whenever we choose to look at something in a particular way, having carried out what we call analysis, based on our own filters, we are sometimes dealing in perception and assumption, not analysis. We can address the wrong question so very easily.